Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of What the Fuck You Reading. My name, Kyle Bowen. Thanks for joining us on the Post It Up Network. I'll have to say this right off the top, looking to my left, outside. Boy, oh boy, it's looking beautiful today. The sun was needed. The sun was needed. It really was. Now today, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. And I know. I said I was going to review Milk and Honey this week on What the Fuck You're Reading, but we're going to have to switch it up, okay? For multiple reasons, including the fact that, you know, I produce the show, write for the show, have the mic, have the Rodecaster, have the laptop. We can just do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. Really fucking lucky. Really lucky. Now, before I start, I do want to read one tweet. One tweet. Yo, Twitter. Popular. And I do think this tweet really resonates with me. And I had another one, but I can't find it. I'll read this one first, okay? This is from Mustafa, the poet. I'm not applauding anyone for doing the bare minimum for being decent human beings. Now, I may get this wrong, but I do believe it was either he or someone else that tweeted out something else amongst the lines of learning about racism at this point is a privilege. Again, I don't know who tweeted that, but they fell in the same line for me. I was really taken by these two messages because of the amount of truth in them. And we've talked about it on the network. You can go check out Loki Vancouver's Only Podcast from last week. We talked about it. I'm guilty. Guilty of being ignorant to what's been going on in the world. And that really ties into the first book that we're going to be talking about here, okay? That I think you should read. Charlemagne the God, Black Privilege. Now, out of this stack of books that we'll be going over within the next 20 minutes, this is the only one that I finished. I got this book 2 years ago and finished it right away. It's so entertaining. It really is. It's fast-paced, and it's Charlemagne. His storytelling, his craftsmanship, and just his journey, just remarkable. I've said it a couple times, too. I want to be on the radio. That's the dream. That's the dream, to get that four-hour spot being live on the airwaves. Now, that may change in the future. You may be able to do that via podcast. But the goal is to be live. Charlemagne the God, he's live on one of the biggest shows in the world. This dude right here, a role model. While I was reading the book, I was really, really interested in those aspects of the read, his career, his broadcasting. How did he get to iHeartRadio and The Breakfast Club? And looking back to my takings from the read, I realized that I probably ignored a lot of important stuff. Stuff that would have made things more clear in the moment that I'm living in right now and what's going on around me in the world. Again, I'll say this. This book is very entertaining, very easy to read. And now I'm just looking forward to reading it again. I think it'll sound different and I'll be able to take different things from it. Charlemagne the God, Black Privilege. Sorry, Black Privilege. Black Privilege, okay, Charlemagne the God. Opportunity comes to those who create it. Next up, we have We Were 8 Years in Power, written by Ta-Nehisi Coates. I believe I'm saying that wrong, to be honest. Ta-Nehisi Coates. This book, the structure, the format is unbelievable, okay? It's 8 essays compiled over 8 years. What's in my throat? Can I get some coffee, please? Jeez Louise. There you go. There you go. This book right here is 8 essays compiled over 8 years. And they're all about the 8 years Obama was in charge. That's all it is. Now, prior to each essay, Coates writes a somewhat of a blog post detailing. Wait, can I say something here? Is this a he or a she? Ta-Nehisi Coates. I'm only 20 pages into this book. It's crazy. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Anyways, the blog post prior to the chapters or the essays, they detail the experience, the feelings, the emotions of the writer going into the work. And I'm pretty sure all of these essays were critically acclaimed. I could be wrong. I'm 20 pages in. I could be talking out of my ass. Go get this book, though. It looks nice, too. And just, again, the structure, the format, it's something different. It's something different. Out of all the new books I bought and I've opened up, this is the one I carry with me at all the reading stations, okay? We were 8 years in power. Next up is Nelson Mandela and the Long Walk to Freedom. I've had this book for what, 3 years? Bought it for $8 at some small bookstore with a whole bunch of cats in Kitsilano. It cost me $8 again. $8. What a steal. And it was brand new. That being said, it was stuck to my bookshelf for all 3 years prior to me picking it up last week. Headed over to Burnaby Mountain, opened it up, and I must tell you, it's really easy to just jump into Africa with this book. Very descriptive. And it's interesting because in saying that, I must also allude to the fact that I can't pronounce a ton of the words so far. A ton of the names, a ton of the little tribes and the little villages. They're just way too many letters. And I'm already bad at saying words. But I think, I think the challenge in that is making the environment of the read a little bit more authentic. It's more foreign, you know? Real talk, I'm excited for this one. This one is going to stay in the car, okay? Out of all the book stations, we talked about these book stations on last week's episode, okay? Gave you some tips on reading books. This book station, the one of which is in my car, will have this book, Long Walk to Freedom. All right, next. Next up is Notes of a Native Son by James Baldwin. Now, prior to picking up this book, I'll be real, I'll be honest. I was looking for two other books written by James Baldwin, but they were sold out. Yes, sold out. But somehow, some way, in some fashion, I found this one. Written by James Baldwin, Notes of a Native Son. And I started it. And it's sad. It's sad. Very descriptive. And I've just gone into the part where he's just talking about his emotions. Nothing's really going on. It's just him being able to portray his life and his thought process with words and just random sentence structure. You can tell that this book was written a long time ago. When was this book written? 1955. That's why it sounds so, again, foreign. Is it from a different world? This whole experience is foreign to me, okay? I've been ignorant. I've been ignorant, yo. All these new terms on certain laws and certain levels of government It's just new to me. It's new to me. Unacceptable. Unacceptable, but things are changing, okay? Things are changing. We learning. One more, okay? One more little recommendation, okay? Last up, we have Half Breed by Maria Campbell. This book right here is a read written by a Métis writer, and it's about her experiences growing up native in Canada in the 60s, the 70s. And this is something that, as a Canadian, yeah, it's time to wake up. It's time to learn a lot. It's time to learn a lot. I don't think there's nothing wrong with the choices of books I've been reading for the past 4 or 5 years. They're all over the place. A little bit of fiction, a lot of nonfiction, books on crime, a lot of autobiographies from tech giants to musicians to hockey players to football players to broadcasters, political figures. Those were my choices back then, and I'm pretty sure, in fact, I guarantee that they'll still be my choices in the near future. It is time, though, for me to expand my horizon. It really is. Is it horizon or horizons? Look, I got a lot to learn, okay? A lot to learn. I will put the titles of every book that we talked about in the bio with a link also to a beautiful website that will take you to a whole bunch of places you can choose to donate to help out the world, to help out Black people. Let's keep fighting. Let's make a change. Let's keep learning. Let's keep learning. It is really the fucking least we could do. It really is. My name, Kyle Bowen, KYLEBHAWAN. This Wednesday on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, Messiah, the Prophet, stopping by to have a conversation. Going to be doing a lot of listening. Make sure to check it out. Yesterday on Connect the Dots, we dropped the top 22 songs of 2014. Yes, we went way, way back to when hip-hop, you know, entered my life. Go check out that episode. Go check out the playlist. Thank you so much for joining me next week, okay? I promise you, we will do our best to go back to regular programming and do a book review. And if that's the case, we're doing Milk and Honey. I'm going to be reading poetry. Maybe this is a good thing? Can I say that? Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe I need to read the book again. I mean, this book, Milk and Honey, you can read it in 26 minutes. You really can. Once again, my name, Kyle Bowen, KYLEBHAWAN. Thank you so much for listening to the Post It Up Network. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I fumbled it. I switched it around, okay? Thank you. Just thank you. I'm out of here. Peace.